USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Case closed. That's what Republicans in the Trump administration are saying about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
This is over, and just because the Democrats didn't like the results doesn't mean they get to redo this process.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee is also debating whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. Lawmakers are working to make sure small business owners are protected from business regulations deemed harmful. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst feels lawmakers need to be more aware of how legislation can affect business owners.
Too often regulators in D.C. don't fully consider how the rules and regulations they churn out impact our small businesses.
And in Highland Ranch, Colorado, one of the suspects involved in the school shooting yesterday is expected to be in court later today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence. According to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
President Trump responds to a report about past tax returns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing new rule changes that would allow debt collectors to send text, emails, and private messages to people who are behind in their debts. The new rules would not limit the number of text, emails, or messages bill collectors can send, but would require them to give people a way out or to unsubscribe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There have been growing calls for Brian Sims, a Democratic state representative in Pennsylvania, who came under fire after videos surfaced of him harassing an elderly pro-life woman along with a woman and her two children to resign. The calls came even louder after a video emerged of him offering viewers $100 to dox teenage girls praying peacefully outside a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood clinic on Holy Thursday. Ashley Garrick is the mother of those two teens that were targeted by Sims. They were aged 13 and 15. She joins Fox News.
I would say he came in hot. He came in yelling at us and really was yelling very directly at the girls, very specifically at the girls. So I moved myself in between him and the girls, asked him, you know, please talk to me. Let's have a conversation, the two of us as two adults. But he continued to yell at the girls. And then eventually he left, and about 10 minutes later is when he came back videotaping us. So after our first altercation with him, I, you know, went and talked to my girls and told them, I'm really sorry this happened. I'm really proud of you guys for being here. It was Holy Thursday. This was something we wanted to do as a prayerful act of service as we prepared for the Easter Triduum, which was going to begin that night with Holy Thursday Mass. And I told him, sometimes it's hard to do the right thing, but I was really proud of them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.